taking a deliberate approach to the prison crisis. Changes may be on the horizon for the state school board. Thursday, the Senate voted unanimously 30-0 in favor of a bill that would replace the current elected state school board with a board appointed by the governor. That bill now goes on to the House for approval, then to Governor Kay Ivey's desk to be signed. If signed, Alabamians will vote on a constitutional amendment to make that bill a law. And Lockheed Martin, a major employer in Pike County, just broke ground on its new facility Thursday. This expansion is expected to create hundreds of jobs. Construction will begin immediately and should be finished in 2021, and production will start the next year. I'm Julia Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents crabgrass for up to 4 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68 a bag, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
Discover's going further with Miles Rewards than we've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Plus no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use your miles to credit your statement. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Missouri is pushing forward with sweeping new restrictions on abortion that ban the procedure at 8 weeks.
President Trump unveiling his sweeping new plan to overhaul America's immigration laws.
Under this plan, the borders will finally be fully and totally secure.
Wall of severe storms moving across the country. 40 million Americans in 16 states bracing for this.
Turn to Iran now and new signs that President Trump wants to dial back escalating tensions. President saying publicly, as well as behind closed doors to members of his administration, he doesn't want a war.
Amazing story of survival from Kentucky. A 22-month-old boy missing since Mother's Day was rescued from a ledge.
For many students, of course, a good SAT score remains an important key to gaining college admissions.
The College Board is introducing an adversity score, a number between 1 and 100 calculated using 15 factors.
The final salute to the Big Bang Theory.
I will miss hundreds of people working together to create something, which is always the most magical part.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe-aux-Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe-aux-Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 83.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
John Morgan has turned around and is up 42 points from being down 200. So, the temperature outside is 85 degrees. It's going to hit high today of 88. I thought tomorrow we were going to hit 95, but I'm showing now the high of only 89 degrees. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very, very well. Feeling rested, feeling good. But how did the river cruise on the Harriet 2 go?
I want to tell you something, Joey. It exceeded my expectations. It was absolutely spectacular. The Harriet 2 is just a great venue. And the staff there is spectacular. Laney, the cruise director, is magnificent. It, Captain Jim and Captain Steve, they let me pilot the boat. I only ran it aground twice. No, it was, the food was incredible. Andy Tipton and Wagyu beef, he stunned everybody with the Wagyu steak.
That's
on skewer.
So good.
It, and he's going to be out at East Chase tomorrow. We're going to be doing. I think I got a deal between Andy and Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Wonderful.
Together, where you can go buy and get steaks from Sweet Creek, the Wagyu steaks. That will be incredible.
I need to look at when they open up that farmer's market. I want to get some bone marrow bones for a Sunday.
So we get there, and Big John and Tinkerbell are helping me check people in, giving them drink tickets, saying hi to everybody they're coming in. Joe, our guy, had his birthday was 65th birthday was that day. Becky was there on her anniversary. Eric was out of town. But everybody there was just absolutely spectacular. They had the best time. So we go up and we're having drinks. We have the Wagyu steak. We have shrimp and we have wings. Lemon pepper and hot wings. That's the appetizer. Now, people were loading up on that. Then we go downstairs and we have a half of a Cuban sandwich, a slider, baked beans, and Sweet Creek Farm Market's famous coleslaw. And then you had your soft drinks, or if you still had drink tickets left or you wanted to order a drink, you could do that. And Joey, the food was spectacular. We had music. Mm. We had a great performer.
Okay.
And then Loretta Grant from Alabama Gazette was there, representing Alabama Gazette, who's one of our sponsors. And then Jenna Richardson from the Rotary Club was there. She is very impressive. I mean, very impressive. Sharp lady. I told her, I said, your membership's going to double when they hear you talk. I mean, she's that good. But it was just great. Red Top was there. Papa B was there. Papa B's wife couldn't join us, but
I saw Mike D was there.
Mike D updates. Was there. Yeah. Got Mike D taken care of for the Brew Fest. We got Wayne Spivey was there. Wayne's girlfriend won the Brew Fest. I mean, this Wayne wow. Wayne Spivey is like the luckiest guy on earth. I mean, wins Sweet Creek, then he gets the tickets. So they're doing Brew Fest with us tonight. I tell you, it was just absolutely incredible. The weather, it had a little bit of rain right at that 5:15. Then that kind of cooled things off. Got there, did the happy hour, then we left. 2-hour cruise. Mm-hmm. Got pulled in, docked right at 8:30, just spot on. It was absolutely spectacular, sitting out talking to people on the front of the boat after we had finished dinner and everything. Was just unbelievable. People were dancing. I mean, it was great. Even had Bethany gave me a hookup with a venue up in Millbrook to try to do one. And we're going to get Andy Tipton and everybody to kind of participate in that. I think what we're going to do is replicate a Dan Morris dinner at Dan Morris's house, where we do the steak, the 425 baked potato, peppers, mushrooms, the whole nine yards. And get out there. But it was just, it exceeded my expectations. I hope every one of you had a really, really good time. You said you did. They love the coffee cups, the coffee mugs, and it was just really something. Everybody wants to, they were going like, what are we going to do this again? So I just said, we got to come up with another venue.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones and go to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Jimmy, did you have a good time last night?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, everything you just said, I just wanted to double that. It was a lot of fun, and it was also our first time on the Harriet, too, but probably won't be the last now.
I tell you, isn't the Harriet, too, a real gem? I mean, that is such a great venue.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's really nice down there. And like you said, the weather was great. The food was one. You know, after the happy hour part with the hors d'oeuvres, then they said, come on, we're going downstairs for dinner. And I'm going, I'm stuffed.
Yeah, I know exactly. Everybody, the hors d'oeuvres were so good. That's what a lot of people did. They went in and they had filled up on the hors d'oeuvres. So I'm going to balance this a little bit better next time.
Well, I managed to get the half a Cuban and the barbecue slider and everything else, and even some peach cobbler. So
yeah, that was the other thing, Joey. We had a choice of peach cobbler or pecan pie for dessert.
From
Sweet Creek. What did I do? Both of them.
Of course.
That's what Laurie did.
Yeah. Oh, man. I tell you what, as I said, it exceeded my expectations. If somebody has a club or a business and they wanted to have their employees or do a get together, the Harriet too is a spectacular venue for that.
Yeah, and I'm glad Sam Adams had a prominent part in that because he's a friend of mine. We go to church together, and he's both in the Rotary and does the Alabama Gazette. So,
well, he is a very good friend of this show. He's a good personal friend. He is just a wonderful guy, and he helped us out with that to keep the cost down to a reasonable amount.
I tell you, it was more than reasonable. That was just a terrific night all the way around. So I just wanted to call in while I was before I got tied up here with business, and then when I met Wayne, I said, "What do you do?" And he said, "Oh, I'm in the landscaping business." I said, "What's your company name?" And he said, "Property Management Service." I go, "Yes, you are in the landscaping
business." Yeah, really, big time.
That guy's huge. You know,
yeah, Wayne Spivey is just a great guy. The whole team at PMS are just wonderful people.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
let me.
Really
the
good.
Other thing, wasn't the staff on the Harriet 2 absolutely incredible?
Wonderful. Yeah, I all the people that came out, I expected to go back up to get my second drink, and somebody came around and said, "Oh, well, I'll get it for you," and came back and cleaned off our table if it was necessary. And I mean, it was just so super pleasant. And your buddy John did a good job.
He really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to staff that a little bit different. I'm going to try to get volunteers to help. But Lainey did such a great job decorating, and the presentation and everything was just wonderful.
Yeah. So it was super. And everybody I talked to, we're saying the same thing last night, you know. So it was a hit. We could do that again next Thursday.
There you go. Well, people were asking me, and let me see if you concur with this. They were saying maybe what we ought to do is look at doing one every 3 months.
That'd be good.
And do different venues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember, you know, when you had the thing at Jan's Beach House, and then you had another thing at Midtown, and you've had a couple others that I haven't been to, but that's always good because you get to put a real name with some of the radio names, and you get to know a little more about them. They're interesting folk.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. We say you put a name with a face and a voice, and it just means something different when you, particularly when you meet our advertisers and our sponsors, that really changes stuff. And it's like Andy Tipton and the Wagyu beef. I am so glad you guys got to try that because Andy has got an incredible product.
Now, that's from Fresh Market, right?
No, he's got his own farm. It's called Wagyu Farms.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That is a beef level that's one step above prime at Fresh Market.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, and what we're thinking about doing next time is a dinner where we replicate my steak dinner I serve at my house. Wagyu steak, 425 baked potato, peppers and mushrooms, and a salad.
I'm for that.
And drinks, of course.
That's so good.
And my Josh wine.
Yeah, yes.
Got to have a bottle of Josh.
Just put out the word. I bet you'll have more people.
There you go. Well, I'm gonna call the one that Bethany connected me with last night. I'm going to give her a call after the show.
Yeah, well, good deal. But it was a terrific night. Couldn't have been better.
Jimmy, thank you so very much.
Oh, and the music.
Wasn't that guy great?
Was great? Yeah, it was just right for a dinner atmosphere. You could hear it and enjoy it, but you didn't have to talk over it.
Yeah, because he'll
talk. And he was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a perfect night. Thank you so much.
Jimmy, thank you for being there. It was great seeing you again, brother.
Yes, sir. You too.
Real quick, we had somebody call in a pretty bad wreck on 231 South, just south of Sweet Creek Farm Market. 18-wheeler, big rig. Was jackknifed, so it's blocking both lanes going southbound on 231, again, just south of...
Both lanes of 231?
Or go south.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the south side, just south of the Sweet Creek Farm Market. So avoid that area if you can.
Folks, be really careful out there. If you're heading down Sweet Creek, you can go the back way through Pike Road. Going to be back with Randall right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Good song, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Backstroking. Fat Back Band.
Don't forget about the Christchurch Bazaar tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock. Going to 3 o'clock. Silent auction bidding begins at 9, finishes at 1:30. Winning items will be available for pickup at 2 o'clock. Barbecue sandwiches, barbecue plates there. You may can buy tickets while you're there, but I get there and kind of browse around and check it out and get your bids, and you're going to really like it. They got some great stuff. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good evening, and thank you again. And just to add a little bit to it, man, there ain't much you can add what y'all did. I mean, the staff was, I mean, I don't even know what to say about them. They just tip-top. Everybody needs a staff like that. But that view of that sun going down when we was going up the river, and the view, I mean, that's one view. But on the way back, I never saw, I've been on the Harriet, but I really never had nobody point it out to me. But it's one of the staff did. So you already go up there in front and look at the skyline of Montgomery.
Yeah. And it's impressive, like, isn't it?
Yes. It's almost like something you see in a magazine. I mean, I really never paid attention to it like that. But man, how that baseball field was in there, and it's just, crazy, the view on the way back down. It really beat the sun. I mean, the sunset, I really think so.
Oh, wow.
That's one heck of a view. And I know you didn't ever have time, but there was another musician up on top floor, and he was good too. But that dude down at the bottom, I'll tell you, that was some of Louisiana's fine kind of music that he was singing.
I want to tell you something. He is such a gentle soul. I talked to him. He is just a wonderful man. And he really has a gentle soul. He is. He was talking about the venues he had been playing in since he was 14 years old. And he said that he played in some pretty tough bars when he was 14 years old.
Wow. And he could take, it don't matter what song it is, whatever song you want, he can turn it into his type of style. I mean, it didn't matter if it was Sweet Home Alabama or if it was Eric Clapton. I mean, he had that, he put that drag in it with that voice, man. You could tell that man been down some roads, you know, and you could just feel it in it. But you had a young cat up top. Now, he had him a little piano up there. He was jamming out, too.
Yeah, what was happening when I was up top, I was trying to get everybody in and introduce myself and talk to people as they were coming in. So I didn't get to, you know, I was always standing talking to people during that entire time. I didn't get to sit down until we went downstairs.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. But I just want to give him a shout-out, too. But, bro, you had it going on, man. It was entertainment from the bottom floor to the top floor.
Are you excited about going to the Beer Fest tonight?
Oh, yes, sir, I am. I'm actually in downtown right now. I'm standing on the steps of the Montgomery Museum looking at the Capitol right as we speak.
Oh, right.
And my daughter's Tallapoosa County had a field trip here. They come saw the Capitol and come saw the museum. I just wish that the state house would have been in session. But anyway, man, sign me up. I'm ready for the next one, bro.
You ready for the next one, brother?
Yes, sir.
That's the deal.
Yes, sir.
Randall was great seeing you last time. Appreciate you participating. Too, let me do this. Let me go to a break. Eric, coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A new month is with us. The month of spring and growth. The fifth month of the year and also the month in which huge and important celebrations take place. I'm Dick Brubaker and we're celebrating in May with the Bigger Things sales event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. What could be bigger than getting up to $12,645 off a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab? More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. The all-new 2019 Ram 1500 is truly the best combination of grit and grace. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we have locations in Montgomery and Prattville. You can check out our inventory right now online at brubaker.com and come join us for the Bigger Things sales event. Save up to $12,645 on an all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab. Brubaker, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fee. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/20/19.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway?
Hey! Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he wants long jail sentences for people who committed what he calls the treason of spying on his campaign. Attorney General William Barr says about Democrats complaining he spun public opinion about the special counsel Mueller report before it came out with a summary favorable to the president.
No, I wasn't. I think what they're really perhaps annoyed about is that they didn't have an opportunity to spin and that the fundamental findings of the report were out there for everybody to see, and they were not in a position to spin.
He spoke to Fox's Bill Hemmer. Missouri today is expected to become the latest state to pass new abortion restrictions.
A bill to disallow pregnancy termination from the 8-week mark that overwhelmingly passed in the Republican-controlled state Senate now heads to the state's House of Representatives. Lawmakers are up against a clock if they want to pass the measure and send it off to the state's governor. The Missouri legislative session ends today.
That's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A forecast sounding more and more like summertime all the time. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Some isolated, random heat-of-the-day storms possible again. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 90. A little more humidity tomorrow. And upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chances of some isolated storms towards Sunday evening and Sunday night. A better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Monday than a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Baby's always dancing, and when 272-9228, that's where we are. But I don't get no loving, and that's no lie. Yeah, another, the mayor dropped in. That was fun to have him drop in. But Ken Reynolds was walking, was downtown. Sure. I bumped into him, and so he was trying to put out some fires. He said, why don't you come back and join us before? He goes, what time does y'all leave? I said, 6:30. He said, I'll try to get back on the boat before 6:30. So Ken Reynolds was there, and I tell you, that guy's a lot of fun.
Oh, Ken's fantastic.
He is a lot of fun. Great guy, does a great job with everything downtown. He's got everything going for the Brewfest tonight. And you can buy tickets today at the tonight at Brewfest. Starts at 5:30. And then River Jam, which I didn't realize how popular that was. My brother found out that I had tickets. He said, can you hook me up? I said, absolutely.
It's a great lineup, too. Really is. Jesse Lynn, Kirk J, I know both of them. Not personally, but I know both of them, follow them on social media. Great people. Good to see local talent getting exposure. in their own genres. And Kirk J did very well in The Voice. He was very good.
He's the guy from Prattville?
Yes. I'm not sure exactly where he's from. I know he's from Alabama in this area. It was actually several years ago. Ken mentioned he got second in the Battle of the Bands. I was one of the judges that year. Bluewater put on the Battle of the Bands, and I wanted Kirk J and his band to be, Kirk Johnson and his band, to be number one. That's how I scored the bands. It's clearly, that's the best talent. That's the best guy. That guy's going somewhere. And I was right. But the other judges apparently didn't agree with me that year. He's fantastic.
And I'm glad that they're doing this where this local talent gets exposed, because there's a lady that was down at Sweet Creek Farm Market, and she was spectacular. I mean, she had just a angelic voice. And I was on the other side of where all the booths and everything were, and I could hear her. And I was going like, man, that is a one well of a voice. And then Mark and I walked up to it, and we started listening. Oh, man. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I may have disconnected earlier. I apologize. I was helping my mother unload stuff from the car, so I dropped the phone and forgot that I had it on hold, but...
Not a problem.
Go ahead and put me in. I'm going to go ahead and win it today. I'm going to go ahead and give you my birth date, 6/17.
You got it, Eric.
And I live on Clay Street, Cottage Hill District.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when your next appointment from a politician is going to be. But, I mean, I know y'all sometimes you'll get them in. Of course, it's not election time, so they're really not going to show up. But at 3 or 4 weeks beforehand, they'll be there. But at any rate, that Hilltop Arms is the biggest eyesore in our neighborhood, and they keep talking about it. I've heard Strange, and I like Todd Strange. He's a good mayor, but I've heard two or three different occasions that they're going to start renovating. There ain't nothing been done, and the people in the neighborhood have been complaining about it down at the council.
Yeah, well, the mayor said the mayor was on yesterday, and he basically said that. He said, you know, we haven't heard anything from him. I'm going to call him again. We've approved all the plans. They did some repair on some of the brick of the upper areas,
yeah,
upper floors, I think 2 weeks ago. But that was due because of OSHA.
Yeah, that was it. They were there for maybe a week. But I was listening to Randall. I caught the tail end of his call about the sunset on what river was he referring to, or lake.
On the Alabama River, we were on the cruise last night in the Harriet, too.
Okay, well, see, y'all, I'm glad to call. That's the reason I wanted to give y'all a little pop quiz. I walked them tracks going home on Clay Street, like I said, at Cottage Hill from Baldwin Junior High for years. And a lot of people, bless her heart, I didn't know Marianne Neely had passed, because I would have loved to have got a hold of her and make mention of what we've discovered about 8-10 feet above the riverbank, a tunnel about 6 blocks that goes back in the riverbank that goes toward town. And we'll come to find out, it's there today, but it's covered in kudzu.
It's 6 blocks long?
Oh, yeah. We were in junior high, and we went so far back in the tunnel. Dan, I'll give you a draw-it-out map and deliver it. If you come 65 north, hit the river bridge, you got 3 set of railroad tracks to come underneath the bridge. You go east, you go toward town on them railroad tracks. You go about 40 yards past the bridge, and you go down the bluff. You go about 35 feet, and you got to be careful because you'll stumble on it or go in it. And it is not a drain. It's been reinforced because there's that go about every 20 feet on both sides. Well, I found out a friend of mine, he reads Times Gone By, and it's on the internet, but he told me that he contacted the Historical Society, Alabama Historical Society, and they were going to go down there and do some homework on it, which he never heard anything back from them. But the way it's carved out, the way it looks to me, when we were in there, I mean, I'm talking, I don't want to give my age out. But
we need to cut to the chase here, Eric.
Right. Well, at any rate, it's definitely something that people need to look into. And if there's any way, if Randall's out there listening, because I know he does his homework a pretty good bit, and I don't have access that much to it because of my job, but I know where it's at.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. When you go down there, do you see any type of docking, old docking stuff that's in front of that?
No, it's all overgrown. I was told that at one point that they used it to store weapons during the Civil War, because when the boats would come in, where the tunnel sits itself, it's so close to the water itself. I could understand that. So, I mean, I feel like myself that's what it is, too. And also at the cemetery downtown, there's also another weapons depot. It's under a steel door downtown. We did find that out. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of tunnels in this town that we didn't even realize. But at any rate, I'll let Randall, I know he's listening, he can do a little bit of homework on that, but... I want you to go ahead and call my name out, because I'm going to win it today. I've been trying.
We'll get your name in the drawing, Eric.
Y'all take care, Dad.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, how are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. That was a fun time last night.
Wasn't that fun?
It was fantastic. It was really good. And, you know, unless you really get out and start experiencing some of those things, you don't realize what kind of fun venues Montgomery has. And I encourage everybody to try it out and take advantage of it, because it's just a fun little trip, nice meal, excellent service. And I was very, very impressed. So y'all did a great job. Lainey, is that her name?
Lainey, yeah, our cruise director.
Right. She did a fantastic job. The whole crew did a fantastic job. I was very pleased.
How'd you like that Wagyu? How'd you like that Wagyu steak kebabs?
I was about to park myself over that whole thing.
I know.
You know, I got two kebabs, so there's three pieces each right there, and I ate that and the shrimp. I didn't mess with the chicken. I went straight for the Wagyu, and that was fantastic too. So all well done, all good, all fun, and I appreciate y'all having that. Mama D, my wife, didn't get to make it. She turned up ill, and so as I was telling her about it, though, she was like, oh man, I know I'm gonna have to go back down for a trip with her. So I'm trying to make arrangements for it now.
Well, I tell you something. The if anybody's a part of a group or a club, that the Harriet too is a wonderful venue to have everybody together. I'm going to share it with my church and see if they're open to it.
It is. It really is, and we're lucky to have something like that down through here. In fact, so many things that are developed and into development down there that. You know, it's a pleasant surprise to see what good things can happen in Montgomery when people put their hearts and everything into it.
There you go.
You know, Dan, first of all, I'd just like to say I'm not the only one I know that has looked at Jerry Nadler and seen a Batman villain of some kind. He just looks cartoonish to me. You know, you got the Joker, you got the Riddler, you got the Penguin. He might be Penguin's mini-me. I don't know. Maybe, we call him the Nadler, the Nadlin Nadler. But to me, he's just very cartoonish. And I couldn't help but think that the other day when I was seeing all the, you know, spots that he was on. But I wanted to ask you a question about this DOD file again. Back to it. Nunez made reference to it once upon a time in a TV interview. And, of course, Lindsey Graham famously now made reference to military tribunals and one of the hearings for Kavanaugh. So do you think there are some people that are actually now, like, might be up for something like that, threatened with something like that? And if so, why?
I'm not sure how you're asking this.
Okay, the like military tribunals, in reference to the DOD file or military tribunals, period.
Well, if there was somebody here's what they're kind of implying: was there something that was done at DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, similar to what they think was being done at the CIA? That's what they're talking about. And if there was something like that done, then you would need a military tribunal to do that, because that is breaking a code within the military that you cannot do.
Okay. So we're not talking about military tribunals like for anybody outside the military.
Yeah. Our court systems can more than handle what I think is about to go down.
Okay. All right. All right, Dan, listen, thanks again for having that.
Well, I really enjoyed meeting you and talking to you and having you at my table.
I appreciate it so much.
Take care, my friend.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Yep. News Talk 93.1, we're Tab, I'm holding you over. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
home. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, darling. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. What a wonderful event last night. I felt I met a lot of good souls, a lot of old souls. That doesn't mean people that are old, but people who have lived their life to the fullest and work as hard as they can.
Don't we have a great audience? Don't we? I mean, we have just an absolutely spectacular audience. It's so diverse, and it's made up of all different socioeconomics groups, all different types of occupations, just some really interesting people.
It really is, and I feel very lucky to be around. If you want to do good and be inspired, go around people that are good or inspired.
There you go.
And it damn sure works, and I feel these people are what the hell Americans are supposed to be.
Bingo.
May I say this to the lots of nice people I talk to, and said they never called in. And I'm going, why not?
Yeah, they're
and
scared to death.
And I encourage them to call them in. Call in, let us know who you are. And see, they have a great advantage over the rest of us because they've been listening all these years. God knows what they can say about me.
And what they did say about you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lord have mercy. Gosh, I don't know if I want ignorance is bliss, but certainly so good. The food was beyond fantastic. The Cuban sandwich, no, I could not eat a whole one. And Big John, all these people, and Huckleberry Finn. You know who that is, don't you?
No, who's Huckleberry Finn?
Your photographer.
Oh, Huck, yeah. Isn't he a great guy?
I mean, I'm standing on the front of the boat. We're talking to Helen. She's so nice, and I love it because my mother was named Helen. And I look at his name, Huck, and I go, well, hell, Huckleberry Finn's standing next to me. So,
yeah, Helen is the receptionist at my office.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's wonderful.
What a nice lady.
Wonderful. I always like doing things for them.
Well, yeah, how can you go wrong?
Really?
So, again, thank you so much for the great opportunity. I hope we do it again, and the riverboat is certainly a beautiful thing. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Y'all have a good, safe weekend.
You have a great weekend, Red Top. It was great seeing Red Top. He's a delight to be around. Okay, let's see. Let's pull up. A bar was owned with Bill Kummer this morning at 9 o'clock. And this is going to be stop and go here because I could not edit this down. But this is kind of fascinating.
At the hearing about a month ago, you said you're still trying to get your head around everything. What are you trying to figure out?
Well, the first step is find out exactly what happened. We're trying to get our arms around that, getting all the relevant information from the various agencies starting to talk to some of the people that have information. You know, the thing that's interesting about this is that this was handled at a very senior level of these departments. It wasn't handled in the ordinary way that investigations or counterintelligence activities are conducted. It was sort of an ad hoc small group, and most of these people are no longer with the FBI or the CIA or the other agencies involved.
This appears to run deep. Why is it so hard to figure out?
Well, there are two things here. One, no one's really looked at it. I think there's a misconception out there that we know a lot about what happened. The fact of the matter is, Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. He was looking at whether or not the Trump campaign had conspired with the Russians. But he was not going back and looking at the counterintelligence program. And we have a number of investigations underway that touch upon it, the main one being the Office of Inspector General that's looking at the FISA warrants. But as far as I'm aware, no one has really looked across the whole waterfront.
So you came into this job and you started asking questions. Did you get any answers?
Well, I thought when I came in from the outside that all the questions that I had and many other people had that would be readily answered once I got in, but I haven't found that to be the case.
You also said back in April that you thought there was spying going on in the Trump campaign. When do you think that started?
Well, I'm not going to speculate about when it started. We're going to find out when it started.
It's been said that it was July of 2016. Does that sound right to you?
Again, I don't want to speculate. What I will say is that, I've been trying to get answers to questions, and I found that a lot of the answers have been inadequate. And I've also found that some of the explanations I've gotten don't hang together. So in a sense, I have more questions today than I did when I first started.
Some of what things don't hang together?
Some of the explanations of what occurred.
Why does that matter?
Well,
listen.
Because I think people have to find out what the government was doing during that period. If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason, we should be worried about whether government officials abused their power and put their thumb on the scale.
Stop it there, Joey. It sounds like he knows something, doesn't
it? Yes, of course. Yes, like he hasn't finally. He doesn't have the means to necessarily prove it yet. In a way that would be compelling to a lot of the public, but he definitely knows something and suspects something.
Well, and the key is, I mean, this is a smart guy. He was asking people questions. They couldn't give the right answer. They couldn't just give him a straight answer. It's this kind of stuff. And I love how he kind of goes, well, we're going to find out. And I got my little bulldog Durham over here, and we're going to go find out. Continue on, my friend.
And so I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that we have to look at that.
Can you say when Bob Mueller knew there was no collusion with Russia?
No, I couldn't say that.
No date given?
No, I couldn't say when he knew.
You mentioned Bob Mueller a few moments ago. Were you surprised that he came back with no recommendation on that obstruction charge? That surprised you?
Yes, that surprised me.
How come?
The function of a prosecutor is to make a call one way or the other.
Did you ask him why?
Yeah, we discussed it.
What did he say?
Well, I already have said that we met on March 5th before he delivered the report, and he gave an explanation for it, and it's pretty much reflected in the report. Obviously, one of the big challenges we face right now in law enforcement is the humanitarian crisis on the border, and a lot of that is being driven by families coming up from Central America. A related factor to that is the gang violence that's prevalent in these three Northern Triangle countries. MS-13, the 18th Street Gang. And so the Justice Department has a very robust program down here to help the governments attack this drug problem. We're working very closely with them.
Have you seen success?
There's been a lot of success. In the last 3 years, the murder rate has dropped in half here in El Salvador. And in 3 years, in the Northern Triangle, we've been able to charge over 7,000 members of MS-13 and the 18th Street Gang. It's a great partnership we have with them, and it's helping us in the United States because MS-13 gang members that we can get down here are not going to be coming up to the United States. And also the intelligence we gather here, because we have a big program here to support their wiretapping and other kinds of intelligence down here, we can use that to prosecute MS-13 members in the United States. For example, in last August, we prosecuted six MS-13 members in New Jersey using intelligence that was gathered down here.
Nancy Pelosi, she believes you lied
under oath.
What do you think of that charge?
Well, I think it's a laughable charge, and I think it's largely being made to try to discredit me, partly because they may be concerned about the outcome of a review of what happened during the election. But obviously, you can look at the face of my testimony and see on its face that there's nothing inaccurate about it.
When you took this job, did you think Democrats would make you the target?
Yes.
You were ready for that?
Yes. I thought I was in a position where this kind of criticism really wouldn't bother me very much.
What about the charge of contempt that is already passed in committee that may go to the floor of the House, holding you in contempt? What do you think of that?
You know, that's part of the usual game, you know, political circus that's being played out. It doesn't surprise me.
You call it a circus. Do you feel threatened?
No, I don't feel threatened.
That was interesting. That's where the handcuffs thing came in when they talking to Pelosi. We're going to get into more information on Mueller, a new little breaking story on that. I'll kind of give you the backstory of that. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.